For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. A misconception among Christianity is the idea that after one places their trust in Christ, life becomes smooth sailing. Anyone who has been a Christian for a while will certainly testify this is not the case. Jesus Christ never promised an easy life on earth for those who believe in Him. To the contrary, He taught us to expect persecution. He warned us that we would be a minority. And as Pastor Holland addresses in today's message, Christ describes the Christian life as one in which the believer denies himself and takes up a cross to follow Him. Turn with us to the book of Luke, chapter 9, as we begin the first part of the series entitled, The Christian Life.
The Bible said in Luke 9, verse number 22, "And He said unto them all, If any man will come after Me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow Me." Our Father, Lord, we thank You today for the privilege and the opportunity that we have to come together. Thank You, Lord, for the Word of God. And Lord, I thank You for salvation. Thank You for Jesus, and thank You for the Word of God. But Lord, today, once we're saved, and once, Lord, we come to love Jesus and to serve Jesus, Lord, we need to understand the importance of our Christian life and the impact that it'll have upon us as an individual, upon us as a family, upon us as a neighbor or friend, to those around about us, in order that they might see the power of God that exists in our lives, and they too may be drawn to that salvation and to that service to Him. Lord, I pray now that You would anoint my lips. I pray that You would open my mouth, Lord, to speak that which You'd have me to speak. And I pray today that when we leave here today, we would be more determined than ever before to live, to lead a Christian life in order that others may see Christ in us. And we'll thank You now for what You do and what You're going to do. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. There was a book that was written some time ago by a man by the name of Kyle Eidelman. He wrote a book, and it was the name of the book, or the title of the book, was Not a Fan. Not a Fan. In the book, Eidelman discusses the difference between those who are merely fans of Jesus and those who are committed followers of Jesus. And so the question, I guess, today we would be asking you is, are you a fan or are you a follower? I think there's a big difference in understanding, but many are fans and not followers. In the introduction of the book, the pastor begins to prepare the people for what the book is all about. And here's what he says. He said, "I'll talk more about repentance than forgiveness, more about surrender than salvation, more about brokenness than happiness, and more about death than about life." Now, I do not agree with all of his theology, but I believe the book has a powerful emphasis on the nature of Christ's call upon our life and what God expects of us and what He wants us to do. You know, being saved is about the most simplest thing that I ever did in my life. I think today I was telling, I believe Brother Billy the other day, and I were talking, and I said, you know, so many people are so confused, and they get tripped up over something that is so simple as, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." It's as simple as repenting of your sin, crying out to God, asking Him to forgive you of your sin, come into your heart and save you, and He will give you eternal life. And truly, I believe it is that simple. I don't believe there's a waiting period. I believe the moment that you trust Christ, the Holy Spirit moves into your heart, and you're saved by the grace of God. And I believe no matter what, I believe you're going to go to heaven. I believe if you're genuinely saved, God gives us eternal life, and eternal life is forever, and it never fades away. That's the beginning of our Christian life, and that's easy. I tell you, I remember as a 10-year-old boy, I did that. I remember getting baptized, and I remember being in the church, and boy, I just didn't have to do nothing. I guess the hardest thing I did was walk down to the front of the church and tell the preacher I wanted to be saved, but that wasn't hard at all. And I tell you, it was so simple. But then the reality, even though at a 10-year-old boy, the reality of it did not hit me till I got a little bit older and God began to deal with my heart. There's not any more to salvation than faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm telling you today, for by grace are you saved through faith. It's not of works, as any man should boast. There's nothing else that we can do for our salvation. But if we're saved, there's something else we can do for the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's to love Him and to serve Him. To serve Him in a selflessness to where we're not concerned about ourselves, but we're more concerned about God. Friend, today I believe there's a lot of people that are fans of Jesus, but they're not followers of Jesus, for if they were, they would be more concerned about Him than they are about their own selves and doing what is right according to the will of God. I think we ought to understand the importance of a commitment to Christ is not only a walk of selflessness, but it's a walk of service. I believe today the Bible says, doesn't it? Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving our own selves. And so once we get saved, I often tell people it doesn't cost anything to get saved, but I believe after we get saved, we ought to feel as the Apostle Paul did and say, I am a debtor. Not only that, but it's sometimes sacrifice. I tell you today, honestly, I cannot say that I've sacrificed very much for the Lord. But I can tell you one thing, I know a lot of people that have, and I believe today whether we do or don't, we ought to be willing to sacrifice for the Lord Jesus Christ, whatever it is that comes between us and Him. You know, Jesus never made any bones about it. Everywhere in the Word of God, you find that He called people, He commanded them to follow Him. And so He was bold, He was blunt, and He gave us the very emphasis that we need to follow Him. Now, verse 23, I don't know if your Bible does or not, but mine's a red letter edition. And literally what I read you today are the words of Christ. This is not the words of the disciples, but this is the words of Christ. We find a statement in 9:23 of the book of Luke that is repeated almost verbatim in the book of Matthew, also in the book of Mark. And in other words, God wanted us to know, He wanted us to get it down. There's some things needed repeating. He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Now, you know today, most people live in this society, and boy, I tell you, and I heard some people, you know, we go into a political stage, and people say, well, I'm glad to be an American. Hey, I echo that today. I'm glad to be an American. There ain't nowhere else I'd rather be. But yet today we've gotten to the point we've got comfortable in our life. We've never had to do without a lot. In fact, we've come a long way from the years ago, even when I was a child. And we've seen how blessed we have been. But the fact of it is, I believe today we're further away from God than we've ever been. I believe Christians today are going to church, and that's about the extent of it. There's no real service. There's no real sacrifice. There's no real selflessness in their life. It's all about them. I want you to consider carefully this morning, again, these words. I'm just going to break it down and share them with you as I can. But I want you to know, as we introduce the matter of the Christian life, first of all, we learn that to follow Christ is to alter the course for your life. To alter the course of your life. If you're going to be a follower of Jesus Christ, the Bible said the steps of a good man are what? Ordered by the Lord. So it means that you're not going to go down the path you desire to go down. You're going to go down the path that God desires, as it will alter your life. In verse 23, notice what he said. Three words, if any man. Now that doesn't just apply to me. And by the way, that doesn't just apply to men either. That applies to every man, woman, boy, or girl in this world today. And we need to understand today, he said, if any man, literally anyone, is going to follow me and be obedient to me, that he'll receive them and he'll allow them to do that. Isn't that a wonderful thing today? I tell you, a lot of times, you know, I remember back in school, and you know, every year we'd have elections and we'd have a president and vice president, secretary, and you know, used to only the popular ones got elected. But we always had a desire to be picked. You know, we wanted to do something, but, you know, listen, a lot of us, you know, we just come from might have been lower class, but I don't know, middle class, whatever you say. I didn't have all the clothes that others had. And year in, year out, I remember I desired to be able to serve, but I never was elected until the seventh grade. I don't know how it happened. I don't know. They must always vote for somebody else, but I got voted in vice president. I tell you, I was vice president to the president. I'll not call the name, but the girl that I was president to, her daddy owned a big company here in Thomasville, real big, still around. I tell you today, I felt like a fish out of water, but I was proud that somebody had elected me to serve. Friend, I want to tell you today, God has elected all of us to serve. There's nobody left out. He said, if any man will come after me. And so we see, first of all, that phrase, come after me, points to the fact that that if we're going to come after Him, we must do what? We must change directions we're going. If we're going to follow Jesus, we can't keep going the way we're going and doing the things we're doing. We've got to change course and follow Him. And by the way, can I tell you, He'll never lead you wrong. He'll never lead you down the wrong path. He'll take you to the place that He wants you to go. I want you to consider with me this morning those two words. He said, the fact is, He said, if any man will come after Me. Now, first of all, I want you to see today, it's a matter of leadership. The phrase come after is translated perfectly. It comes from a pair of words that literally means to get behind. If you're going to follow somebody, you're not going to be in front. You're not going to be the leader. You're not going to be making the decisions. You're not going to be making the choices. You're going to be behind Him who's going to lead you and make your choices for you. Saying to follow Him, we must literally follow Him. He is our leader. He's the one's in front of us. He's the one that'll set the pace. He's the one that set the steps. He's the one that'll lead us where we need to go. He ought not to be your co-pilot. He ought to be your pilot. The fact of it is, ain't no co about it. I don't have nothing to do with it. If we're a child of God, He ought to be our pilot, and we ought to be behind Him, and we ought to be following Him, and He ought not be doing what we need Him to do if we can't function properly. And yet today, oftentimes, people feel like, and by the way, the bumper sticker's true, because that's the way most people deal with God. Oh, you just sit over there in the seat, you ride shotgun with me, okay? I do. You just ride shotgun with me. If I need you, I'll call you. If I need you, I'll let you come in. If we start to crash, I'll expect you to take control. Friend, what we need to do is to put Him behind the controls, get behind Him, and follow Him. The Christian life is one in which Jesus leads us, and we ought to follow. He calls us to go with Him. He said, if any man come after Me. To be a follower of Jesus is to let Him lead wherever He sees fit to go. To come after Him means to let Him lead in your life. Boy, I wish I had time this morning to just share with you my journey from the time I surrendered to the Lord to getting here at Victory Baptist Church. It's been amazing. And I tell you, I've been places and I wondered, what in the world am I doing here? But after a little while, God began to paint the picture. And God began to make the path clear. And the mist began to lift. And I could see that I was right where I needed to be, doing what God would have me to do. I've already quoted it with Psalm 37:23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. As a Christian today, you may say the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And if you're following Him, He'll lead you in what's right. By the way, can I tell you something? He'll never lead you in a way that goes against the Word of God. He'll never lead you in a way that is contrary to what we believe and what the Bible says according to His will. But He'll lead you exactly where you need to go because He's always in front. And we always ought to be behind, walking with Him in His steps and following Him. Not only is it a matter of leadership. Christ is our leader. We're to follow Him, but it's a matter of love. Look at verse 23. He said, if any man will come after Me. Now, again, there's that word, come after. I find it interesting that this phrase, come after, was one that is often used in the context of a romantic relationship. Thee that come after. In other words, Jesus was referring to following Him as a matter of love. He is talking about those who would come after Him genuinely because they love Him. Because today I love the Lord Jesus Christ with all my heart and all my soul and all my might. And I tell you, He said, if you'll come after Me, it's a matter of following Me.
Denying yourself, taking up a cross. These do not sound like the things that would attract us to becoming Christians, yet that is the believer's calling. Though life on this earth may have its tough times, our relationship with Christ is our source of peace through the storms. He promises never to leave us or forsake us. Do you have that peace? Have you experienced great assurance through a battle in your life? Would you welcome the opportunity to introduce yourself to Jesus? Join us again next week as we conclude this message, The Christian Life.
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us
at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.